Today in this homily, I want to focus in onto a theme that is picked up in both the gospel and the second reading, one that centers especially around these words that Jesus says where he tells us that in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. There's a place for you in my Father's house, and I'm going so that I can prepare a place for you there. Now, as we begin and we hear these words, this gospel reading has a special place for us in the church. It's one of the most popular readings that is done at a funeral, and we can imagine why. Here are the words that Jesus gives: in my Father's house, there's a place for you, and I'm going to go prepare that place for you. Immediately, we can say, the Lord is going to unlock the gates of heaven, and so that there will be a place for us. It's a powerful reading and brings much hope. I know it has for me when I've gone to funerals. There is, though, more than one way to hear and to read what's going on in this gospel passage, other resonances that are happening. Because when we think of this phrase that Jesus says, he says, in my Father's house, there would be another place that would have been very much a place that Jesus called his Father's house. And it was not far from where he was when he said these words at the Last Supper. It was the temple. Think back to Jesus, 12 years old, visiting the temple in Jerusalem. He gets separated from his family, and when they finally come and they find him there in the temple, and they say, well, what are you doing here? And he says, well, I had to be here about my Father's business. Where else would you find me but in my Father's house where he's doing his business? Or when Jesus throws the money changers out of the temple area and he says, stop making my Father's house into a den of thieves. In my Father's house, there are many dwellings. I go to prepare a place for each of you. So we hear these words, and although we don't have the temple in Jerusalem the same way that it was in Jesus' time, we nonetheless have the place where we come together as God's people into the house of the Lord. And it's one of the things that we're able to finally, after so many weeks of being completely separated from being here within this set of walls, underneath this roof, we can recognize the blessing of coming up to the Lord's house, that Jesus has prepared a place for us. You know, as we walk into the church, if you come in on this side of the church, etched into the stone in big letters, this passage from the Psalms, I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. And I'll be honest, guys, those words are resonating with me a lot during this week. During these past weeks, I've been celebrating the Mass in front of a camera and on my own. And it's been a bit of a lonely experience. And so it's really great that even in these staged ways, little by little, we're able to have this opportunity where let us together rejoice as we go up to the house of the Lord. This is the place where we enter into God's house, the place where there is the Father. This is the place where we see the presence of God among us, as it was in the tabernacle, as it was in the temple. The presence of the Lord in prayer and especially in the sacrifice and the sacrament. Jesus tabernacling with us in the Holy Eucharist. But I want to push this yet one step further, because it's not only the gospel that speaks to this theme, it's also the second reading. In this second reading, St. Peter speaking to the people, and he's trying to get them to see, to understand, that They are living stones, he tells them, that together make up the dwelling of God, a new holy temple. Not just the building, not just the bricks and the roof and the walls. No. The people of God. You are a living stone being made up, built up into the temple of God so that God's presence might be here on earth as in heaven. This has been, I think, a call, a challenge, an opportunity for all of us over these past weeks to recognize that the church, the place where God dwells, the place where we encounter God, is not just a building, but it's also all of us. The holy nation, the royal priesthood, as St. Peter tells us. We build up within our own communities and within our own souls that place where the presence of God dwells. St. Paul picks up the same theme, though he uses a slightly different image. He says we're all part of the body of Christ. St. Peter says we're all stones that are part of the temple that is where the presence of God dwells. Okay, here's where I think that maybe the challenge for us stands, or the call to remember stands. There, when we talk about this place where we go to the Father's house, say, for example, in this temple here today, you know, if you don't have eyes of faith, you can just walk in here and be able to look around and say, well, there's some nice architecture, but otherwise it's just a building, right? And yet for those with faith, they can look up and be able to see the sanctuary lamp and be able to say, no, the presence of the Lord is here with us today. Similarly, we could go through our day-to-day lives, living in our families, living out our Christian vocation, whether in family or wherever it is that we are. And if we don't have the eyes to see it, we might say, well, there's nothing special going on here. But the call to us from the scriptures today is to say, no, there is the presence of the Lord. Where is the temple? The temple dwells within us in prayer. The temple is built up among us when we act in love and service and do the works that Jesus did. The temple is here for us as our place of solitude and of prayer and connection with the Lord. We need to remember all of this. Take it with us and let it sink deep within our hearts and our souls, so we can truly understand and rejoice in the words Jesus tells us, I've gone before you to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there is a place for you. Amen.